522 on Singapore Today. How do you make a real-world impact in the digital age? A group of over 100 students from around the world joined a two-day virtual innovation and entrepreneurial camp by Nanyang Polytechnic to have a taste of crafting real-world solutions without being on the ground.
Now, they worked with four families in Bintan and came up with ways to help them make food more accessible for the community. Two students from Nanyang Nanyang Polytechnic, Joe Lin To, who's doing a diploma in nursing, and Joel Lim, who's pursuing a diploma in business management, they join us now to share lessons they learnt when they helped to change the world one Zoom call at a time, so to speak. Hey, Jolin and Joel. Jolin, first, can you tell us about this camp? And what was it about? You know, what did you have to do when it came to this camp?
Hi. So for this camp, it was actually organized by Lula Resort, and it was actually an innovation and enterprise camp where we had to come up with like different solutions for the problems the people in Bintan face. So like we had to understand the problems that they face, and then we have to come up with the solutions through design thinking, using the design thinking framework. Yeah.
Okay, Joel, maybe you can explain that further for us. Give us maybe one of the problems they were facing in Bintan and one of the solutions that you were able to sort out.
Right, so you know, throughout the boot camp, we actually got to meet these families. We learned about the problems they were facing with food and water, like being unable to afford enough food and water contamination. And we got to work with students from other schools to propose solutions to these challenges. Like we made some improvements to the existing safe water garden system by building a seal to seal off the well to prevent things from going into the well, which was a concern raised by the family. And on the food side, I think the families don't really have a good understanding of what nutrients are, like what are carbs, proteins, fiber, and they don't really know what the body needs. So they just buy whatever food they can afford, which sometimes isn't very balanced. So we actually came up with some meal plans that were both affordable and balanced for these families.
Using the principles of design thinking, like what Jolin said, lah.
Right, and also from all the responses we got from asking questions on the first day.
Oh, okay, yeah, you hit the ground running by the sounds of it. Jolin, can you tell us more about some of the other solutions you came up for them? I understand there was a nutritional program, because obviously you're in nursing, so you know a little bit more than a lot of us.
Yeah, so actually in Bintan, like for my family, most of them were just eating vegetables. So that wasn't really very healthy because, like, as we know, we need meat, we need fish in our diet, right, for proteins. And then they didn't really have that. So as a group, we tried to come up with different alternatives for the proteins that they required, and also cheaper for them to, and also more accessible for them to obtain. So like one of the examples we came up with was tempeh. So we actually suggested to the family that they could actually have more tempeh instead of like just primarily eating vegetables, which they would grow themselves or buy from the market. Yeah, and then as for the rest of the diet, we actually proposed them different, like we shared with them like the different foods in the different food groups so that they can better understand what they need for the day.
Yeah, but sometimes it's tough as well because they may not have a whole lot of money too. Were there also cultural or language barriers that needed to be overcome? Did you sense the families understood what your solutions were? What was it like to have to suggest solutions to in a virtual sense?
Yes. It was definitely very difficult because like culturally and also like socially, because like in Singapore, we have it's very easy for us to get hold of food. Like we can just go to the supermarket and then just buy the food that we want. However, for them, right, to get like chicken is actually very difficult. So like we had to understand their problems, and like we had an open discussion where like we spent like over 2 hours speaking to them to like discuss with them what is possible and what is accessible to them. So based on what they say and what we suggest, we tried to compromise and fix up a meal plan that was most suitable for the family.
And Joel, I'm pretty sure you got a sense that life in Bintan is definitely a bit different from that of ours in Singapore, like Jolin said, right? What did you learn from looking at all these differences and working with them?
Right, so I guess it really broadened my perspective to look more than just in Singapore. And I think the boot camp really served as a very good reminder to not take the things I have in Singapore for granted. And yeah, I guess like I think Jolene mentioned earlier that we were asked to use design thinking framework, right? So we really got to use the framework and, you know, our innovation and entrepreneur skills in situations that we wouldn't usually find ourselves in, like, you know, food shortage or water contamination.
And all of this was done by Zoom, is it? You never went down to Bintan?
Right, all by Zoom.
Oh.
So do you feel that technology can help change the world in a much, much bigger way than we originally thought, especially with COVID-19 and how we do things with technology and going digital?
Oh, definitely. Mm. I mean, considering that the borders are closed, right, we can't go over to Indonesia. Zoom was the next best thing we had. And even though it was a virtual boot camp, like, everything has to be done through the camera, it seemed like there was still a little bit of a personal touch to it. We still managed to get to know the families in a very intimate setting. We got to see everything in the house and stuff like that. So, yeah, I guess so.
Well, hopefully they're going to start travel bubbles to Bintan and Batam. So when that happens, would the two of you like to go and visit the families and see what it's like and what your solutions have actually sorted?
Definitely, I'd love to.
Very good. We've been, and how about you, Jolene?
Definitely. So for myself, right, actually, I've been to Bintan before because this is actually my second time with the camp. So this digital like way of interacting with family actually allowed me to understand the families better than actually doing it in real life, because in real life, we won't really go and talk to them.
Mm.
So if I was given a chance again, I'll definitely go and visit them. So like, on the last day of our boot camp, right, the families were actually very welcoming towards us. They said that if we were to visit them, they'll definitely welcome us. And I think it'll be good for us to like be able to visit them also. Yeah.
Fantastic. We've been speaking to nursing student Jolene Toh and business management student Joel Lim. Both are from Nanyang Polytechnic.